Hello and welcome to the Sean Gilligan podcast. In this week's episode, we're going to talk about turning tweets into talk with the story behind SoundBranch. SoundBranch is a social audio platform that I founded a few years back. Back in 2016, I sat on my kitchen table thinking about two things. First, how could I better communicate with my Chicago sales team and avoid those late night 9 p.m., 10 p.m. calls, checking in on progress, offering support and providing guidance? Secondly, I started to wonder if the tweet storms on Twitter, those never-ending chains of hundreds, sometimes thousands of replies, could be transformed into something more engaging. You'd skim these tweets, never reading them all, but what if you could listen instead? What if you could play them all like a podcast whilst multitasking, perhaps whilst driving or cooking? That idea stuck with me. The impersonality of text was also on my mind. With voice, communication becomes quicker and more efficient, but more importantly, it carries empathy. You can tell so much more, not just from the words themselves, but from the tone, the intonation, whether someone is happy, frustrated or energised. That's what inspired me to create SoundBranch. Of course, there were alternatives like WhatsApp, but it didn't fit the bill. WhatsApp is mobile first, difficult to secure for enterprise, and limited in its scope. So we built SoundBranch for the web, iOS, Android, Alexa, and Google Assistant. It's like Twitter or Slack, but with a key difference. It's voice first and voice only. You couldn't type if you wanted to. You had to record your voice. That forces a level of emotional expression you simply can't get with text. Okay, that's not strictly true. You've got to record a voice note and the voice note is transcribed. You can then edit the text if you so please. But fundamentally, you have to send voice with every message. Whilst all voice notes are transcribed, you can't just send text without the emotional tone and the recording of the voice. So every voice note was transcribed and searchable, allowing you to quickly find what had been said. People could post on a public timeline, respond in structured threads, categorised by topics, or engage in private chats and groups. An inbox would pull all of this together with date and timestamps for each new message, be it from the timeline, private chats, or indeed in groups. We took it a step further. Using AI, we performed sentiment analysis on the transcriptions, adding an emoji to reflect the emotion behind each voice note. Voice clips would be up to 2 minutes long, but the default was 10 seconds. The goal was brevity, keeping messages quick and engaging. People don't want to listen to long voice notes all day. This multimodal approach allowed recipients to listen to or read a message and then like, reply or share it. Notifications kept users in the loop, and we introduced advanced analytics showing which voice clips were most played and even created audio profiles where you could record voice notes around skills and experiences, and you could get colleagues and friends to post audio references or testimonials. And it wasn't just for desktop. We made sure that SoundBranch was fully accessible across all platforms, iOS, Android, Alexa and Google Assistant. Another piece of the puzzle was podcasting. Traditional podcasting is time-consuming. Recording takes about an hour. And then after that, you've got 2 hours of editing. Scheduling can be a hassle, especially when you're trying to coordinate multiple guests. We wanted to make podcasting easier. The final podcast could be published and syndicated through RSS feeds to platforms like Spotify and Apple Podcasts. SoundBranch became not just a way of messaging with voice first and voice only, but became a new way of podcasting where you could post a series of questions, have contributors answer those at their convenience and turn them into a polished episode. There was no need to spend hours in post-production, and so it lowered the barrier to entry for anyone wanting to get started with podcasting, both technically and from a cost point of view. SoundBranch really does open up access to give everyone an equal voice. Ultimately, SoundBranch is about bringing empathy back into communication in a world where we're stuck between Zoom calls and emails. It fills that white space, bridging the communication gap. Launched back in 2016, SoundBranch is a pioneer and a trailblazer in the voice-first space. And now we're waiting for the next generation to fully embrace this technology as part of the future of work, the future of podcasting, and a more empathetic way to communicate. It's about giving everyone a voice, and just as importantly, teaching us all to listen. Thank you for listening to the Sean Gilligan podcast. We've been talking about turning tweets into talk and the story behind SoundBranch, a platform that I founded. I hope you've enjoyed listening, and if you did, then do subscribe, share on social media, and until next time, thanks for listening, and bye for now. And if you're interested in voice-first communication and social podcasting, then head over to two sites. Firstly, if you want your own white-labeled site that's private for your own community, go to soundbranch.ch. Or as an individual, if you want to give SoundBranch a test drive, go to soundbranch.com. Thanks and enjoy the sites.